ABC Radio Australia.
Now it is official. A new era of elite rugby will kick off next February under the banner of Super Rugby Pacific. The revamped Trans-Tasman competition will feature five clubs from New Zealand, five from Australia, and two from the Pacific with Moana Pacifica and now the Fijian Andrua confirmed participants. Each team will play 14 games and host seven of them, with the top eight sides going into the finals. Moana will play the majority of their home games in New Zealand in their debut season, while details of where the Andrua will play their home fixtures are still to be confirmed. But it has been a long time coming, more than 25 years after rugby union turned professional. But finally, island players who are not on the radar in Australia or New Zealand will be able to play at the highest level without having to trek to the other side of the world to do it. Now, it's very welcome news, I'm sure, for the chief executive of the Pacific Players Association, former Tongan international Hale Tipole. Thank you so much for joining me here on Pacific Beat.
All good. Thank you for having me.
It's been a pretty long fight for Pacific players to be given this opportunity. What do you think it will mean for the development of the game in the Pacific and for player retention?
Now, as you have mentioned, it's something we've looked forward to for a long time. And exciting times and exciting news. We don't know what's going to do to the Pacific rugby in long term, but we're just hoping that it will, like you mentioned, the player retentions and then helping out the home unions, Fiji, Tonga and Samoa.
Would you agree that amidst all the excitement, fans are going to have to be patient with the Pacific teams, because it would surely be asking a lot of them to have sort of a huge, big impact in season one against teams from New Zealand in particular?
Yeah, that's correct. Debut seasons, a lot of the players, like I mentioned earlier on in the chat earlier on, that we won't have all our best players on board for the first season. The license was given late, so players had to look elsewhere. But I think moving forward, we'll get some of the players back. But yeah, definitely our people will just have to be a bit patient. We won't be, you never know, but we won't be expecting them to go straight into the top two of the competition our first year.
And how are players feeling? You know, have they been speaking to you about their excitement, or what are their feelings at the moment about the fact that this is all going ahead?
Yeah, I think that'll just hit the players in the next couple of days. I know last week we're still going through with the MOU player contract and giving players a bit of confidence that it's going ahead. Now that it's all go, so they can start planning ahead and get excited. The Drua, we're still working. Their situation's a bit different from the Moana, where they're likely to be based overseas in Australia. So that's got to come into the discussion table full on in the next couple of days.
My guest this morning is Hale Tipole, the new CEO of the Pacific Rugby Players Association. What are the financial implications going to be for the Pacific with this? Are you confident they can afford to make a success of Super Rugby?
Yeah, for now, with the two organisations, they've got some good people, very smart people leading the charge in Fiji. And it's not banking on the home unions or money from the island. So there's a lot of good people wanting to help out both teams, and everyone's on board here. They understand that New Zealand Rugby, Australia Rugby, they both understand that if they leave it just for the islands to run, this is likely to not happen. So there's a lot of good people on board, as I said, trying to make this work financially.
And for the players, it's a chance to earn good money closer to home, and there are surely obvious commercial opportunities which should benefit the Pacific unions. Is that how you would see things?
Well, I like to think so, Jordan. You know, that's something that we're tossing up now with the Moana Pacifica and the Drua, we are not from the Pacific Rugby players. We're not involved in their squad selections. Most of them will come through us just to see if we can tick it off. Moana Pacifica, they just got to be aware for so much. This is to help out the Pacific Island with their test team and improve their ranking and that. Also, they need this to be high at a very high level, high performance group. So balancing that and then moving forward, that's what we're aiming for, that the Moana Pacifica will predominantly test players from Tonga and Samoa. And yes, players will earn a bit more money closer to home. It's a lot easier connecting back to their families back in Tonga and Samoa and Fiji from this competition rather than from the north up in England or France.
Yeah, well, definitely, players, fans, your association, it's a very exciting time. I'm very keen to see how it all goes, especially when it kicks off next February. Hale Te Pole, thank you so much for joining me here on Pacific Beat to chat about that.
Thanks, Jordan.
That was Hale Te Pole, the new CEO of the Pacific Rugby Players Association.